So I can't believe it's Heart for the House again. Actually, it's already arrived. We've had so many amazing Heart for the House offering. Last year particularly was outstanding. What an amazing church we have, and we have so many different places that people will be listening into.
That's right. We've got people in Preston, in Blackpool, in Lancaster and the Northeast. You know, what an incredible next step of our journey. And it's so great to have all those guys joining us here today, wherever you are.
Yeah, I think so. And really, over the years, people have been so generous. And as a church, I think we've been really thankful for each other for all that they've given. And we've, along with the rest of the leadership team, get the joy of both presenting what we believe God wants us to do in the future and being part of the team that actually takes hold of the money and decides how to spend it. So this is going to be a great conversation, I think.
It is. It's great to look back, isn't it? And it's great to look forward. And I just think it's going to be great to do both of those things today.
Ever since we've begun, we've really seen God move. Every year we see dozens of people find Jesus.
Yeah.
New people arrive every year, and we've grown every single year, and we're believing that's going to carry on. And the cafe is massively important for that, because we don't want to sacrifice what happens in the cafe now in the future.
That's right.
And we want to, as we go forward, to go into multiple services, probably at the night first, because that's bigger, and then in the morning, and we'll need the cafe so that community and connection time can carry on.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just such a great place, isn't it, the cafe, that people can come into and just get to know people. You know, if we're building a home, the first thing you do, I love my home, and the first thing I do is bring someone into my kitchen, and we sit down around the table and we chat and we, you know, we just have fun. And that's what, you know, Valley Church is a home, and that's what the cafe is. It's like your kitchen table. It's like where you can bring people into, where they can become part of you, and you know, you can sit, you can chat, you can make friends, you can invite other people in, and you just feel like you belong when you're in that place. And it's been a strength of ours, hasn't it, all the way through from the beginning of Valley Church.
When we got here, Booz gave us their cafe tables to enable us to do. It's been a key part of what we've done ever since we started.
Absolutely. Yeah, and on the fun day, you know, even though it was pouring down outside and we had the inflatable slide that became a water slide, you know, and the kids were outside, but the parents were in here, you know, chatting and finding out about church, because cafe's like almost like in the middle, isn't it? It's, you can come in from the community and you feel really comfortable just sitting around a table and chatting and asking the questions about, you know, what is church like? You know, who is Jesus? What? How do you do this life? You know, and that all happens really in the cafe, where people find a place that they belong.
It's true. And we don't want to lose that. We'll be growing. We'll continue to grow. And as we expand the seating area backwards, our cafe area is getting squashed. And the dream is that we build the cafe, which enables us to then fill our venue and then fill our venue multiple times on a Sunday. But there's still a cafe environment where people can feel welcome and at home and make the connections and make the friends, make new friends, catch up with old friends. And that's the dream for it. And it's going to be great for the week as well.
Yeah, I just think it's such a great place. There's nowhere in Bamba Bridge, really, that people can come in, which is where, obviously, we are located, on the outskirts of Preston. And I just think it's such an ideal opportunity for people who live around here to be able to come in and experience something of who we are as a church, and just be a link, you know, into church. Yeah. I love it. You know, we have groups that use this place in the week, and for them to have somewhere to be able to go as well and have a coffee, and just sit and, you know, meet new friends. Such a great place to be.
It is. I'm dreaming some great coffee.
And some great lunches.
Some great lunches, some great food. Putting a wood-burning stove in, creating a kind of a loungy area. Perhaps another area where you can plug your laptops in and you can do some work. Perhaps young people after school can come and do some work or hang out. We'll have a play area outside for smaller children, safe, enclosed. I don't know. When I was a dad, I used to love going to coffee shops.
When you was a dad?
When I was a dad of small children, I used to love going to coffee shops where there was a play area where the children could go and play in, and you could see them through a window, but it was safe, and there was only kind of one exit in and out or whatever. You just knew they were there. You could watch them and enjoy your cafe and my piece of chocolate cake or
carrot cake.
And they could have fun. I could relax with my paper. But just that environment.
Yeah.
For Sundays and for the midweeks as well.
Yeah, we've already had locals saying, if you build a cafe, I will come for lunch.
Yes,
so,
indeed,
you know, yeah. Already people are saying, yeah, you know, it sounds great.
The next area we want to invest in, which I'm very excited about, I have a massive passion for our young people.
Yeah.
I really, ever since I've been a young person, it's never gone. I love hanging out with
them. You never grew up, darling.
I never grew up, no. I love hanging out with them. And each young person, each child has incredible potential. I've often told a story of when I was in a couple of jobs ago at St. Leonard's, meeting a children's worker that believed in children, believed they could encounter God, believed that they weren't just little people waiting to be big, but they could be people of God now who could pray for people, God could do miracles through them, they could have a true and real relationship. Not just as adults, but children and young people, and we'd love to continue investing our young people and into our kids there. The youth are transforming our two rooms at the back of our building, and we want to resource some of that going forward and do the technical wizardry that young people need these days. I mean, as everybody knows, I'm very tech savvy, so I know all about that. I know exactly what it means, so we need to invest in that stuff, which I know lots about.
And then we've got some thoughts for the children as well, haven't we?
We have.
Yeah, we've also got something in mind for the kids too. We've been to a church where they've had a bouncy castle in their reception area and outside, and it's been such a draw for the children in the local area as well. And we've already been doing things outside here, but I think the excitement of having a bouncy castle out there, which wouldn't just be for the kids, would it, Ed?
No, I'm thinking of an adult bouncy castle. I don't think it's fair that the children should have it all to themselves. And there should be room for us adults and young people like me, like myself, to enjoy it as well.
I think people from the neighbourhood will see that and they'll say, you know, their perception of church is often it's stuffy and it's boring and it's not relevant to life. And I think to see that church is actually somewhere that is fun, that is exciting, because actually, you know, a relationship with God is all those things, but people don't always see that from the outside. And to see something going on at church is something that's going to attract people in. And I think people and families are going to go, you know, that's a church that things are happening in, and will actually draw people in from the community as well and be visible and be exciting for the kids. The kids will go and talk to their friends and say, hey, you know, we've had a great Sunday at church and we've got this new bouncy castle. It's amazing.
It isn't. We'd love to have a kitty. So other ministries who we don't know about yet, so we're yet to start, we have a resource fund, so to speak, so that when people say, I've got this great idea, I think it might be a good idea. Yeah. What do you think? And we got yes. And rather than go like, but we can't help you resource that, we can actually go, well, actually, as a church, we've put this aside, and we have this, and we'd love to get that off the ground. We'd love to help you and the team. And
absolutely.
I don't know about you, but we want to be a church that enables people to hear from God, to sense what God's called them to do. And as they come and they bring it and say, is this part of who we are as Valley? We go, yeah. And so the whole church actually is taking the whole church forward. So as much as we want to invest here at Preston, our central location, we have hopes and dreams and plans for all our different extension services and potential new campuses. Blackpool's doing well, really well. James and Sam and Katie are taking that forward. And they're, I think, entering a new season.
The guys have been going out and doing things in the community and just getting the name out there and introducing people to Jesus. And we want to continue to invest in that and keep that momentum going and keep investing in what God is already doing there. And then we've got Lancaster. You know,
Lancaster's cool. It's got going on a Saturday. Very excited for Chris and Andy and the team.
And then obviously going out to the Northeast.
I'm very excited about the Northeast. It's a bit like almost like going home. I spent 3 years there.
Yeah.
We've had almost a passion. I wonder when we'd be able to send a team out there, and just the excitement in me that we can actually do it, and we have these wonderful people, amazing people that have heard the call of God. So Rick and Chell are going to go and head that up. We've got Pete and Joe and their family, their two wonderful girls, and then Emma's out there with some of her family already, and already got a team excited for the area and for the whole thing to go forward, and we need to fully resource them.
Absolutely. We want to invest in them. We want to help them do their outreach programs. They've been on the park already. They've had things going on. They're meeting as a connect group, and they're getting together on a Sunday as a team and building people in from their community. And we want to keep investing in them, connecting them in, making sure that they can travel back and forwards, that we can send teams up there. You know, we have a real heart and passion for the Northeast and Newcastle and Gateshead and that whole area. And there's a reason for that, isn't there, Ed?
Yeah, I'm so excited that we at last managed to go, and it was where we courted together.
We did. We had many dates up there,
and it's always been in our hearts that when we were ready, when God called us, that we would send a team to the Northeast. We left part of our hearts there, really.
Absolutely.
To be fair, and it's a real joy to go back and say, right, we want to again help what God's doing there already, and add into that. There's so many hundreds of thousands of people need Jesus in the Northeast. So I'm very, very, very excited about that. And we want to make sure that we, as a big family, have got the resources there so that when they need some sound equipment, when they need the hosting, when they need the children's ministry, when they need things for youth work, that we can say, that's fine, we've already got it covered, and we can invest in them as part of our family over there. Dreaming, this is our first mission, which will give chance for many members of our church here to go and experience a bit of mission in a very safe environment, but perhaps test some gifts and test some heart passions out to perhaps one day soon venture into the ends of the earth, or at least into Europe, as I think God calls us, or will call us to do over the next few years. So yeah, I'm just excited about the whole thing, and we want to make sure that's financed.
Yeah.
And we'll make sure that we're giving towards it. We're also going to invest in our very first live recording. It's something that we've been passionate about our entire lives.
Absolutely.
We love to help people with creative gifts, bring them into the kingdom of God, and use them to the full extent, particularly songwriting and the worship.
Yeah, we wrote, didn't we? The church we see is a place where the sound of the house is created, championed, and set free to echo around the world. And I love those words, you know? It kind of encapsulates something of your heart, doesn't it, in that? And something of getting the sound of the house out there. You know, it says in the Bible that, you know, when a move of God happened, it went along with new songs. The psalmist writes, you know, sing a new song to the Lord. And when people experience God, something happens inside of them, and creativity flows out of that. And so this whole idea of doing a live recording means that we can get those sounds to echo throughout the world, and we can pass on the sounds of our house, and other people can, you know, experience God through them. And I'm so excited about what we're going to do this year.
In fact, we dug out some old ones before we sat down to talk about these things. But on here is a young Pastor Dave.
Yep.
And a young Pastor James, and
there you go.
Some other people that people might recognise. And I am very excited. The plan is, at the moment, June next summer, hopefully June, the best summer ever, 2017, is one evening, probably Sunday, to gather the whole church from all the different areas, all the different regions together at one time with families and friends. We'll spend most of the evening worshiping the homegrown new songs that our guys are actually already writing or already written. We have the Hear the News that we use every Christmas.
Yeah.
Actually, a great, great song which stands with anything else that we sing throughout the year from all the major churches that we use songs from. We're going to be in the 53 Degrees venue in Preston. We're really excited. We've booked it. It seats quite a few hundred, but enough to fit all of us in and some extra. We're really believing that we'll pack it out with a gathered church, and it should be an awesome night to remember for all of us. And I often think the first of anything, get there, because you remember it, and that's it goes right down in history of it was the first and I was there and part of the congregation, the crowd that made it happen, and I did the noise and the volume behind it. So it should be an awesome night.
It's so great to invite your friends to, isn't it? I mean, who doesn't want to go to a live recording? Yeah. You know, loads of people, whether you're a Christian or not, whether you're used to being in church or not, the idea of being at a recording is fantastic. Just, and it's exciting. Awesome in this place. Jesus, you are awesome in this place. Worthy to be praised. Jesus, you are worthy to be praised. You will be praised.
So, four amazing areas of church that we would love all of us to invest in and sacrificially give over and above our tithes and offerings. And I think I'm always stunned, Michelle, at the generosity of our church. The church as a whole gave over £80,000 last year into the Heart for the Heart, which blows me away and is an incredible figure. And who knows what God's going to provide for us this year? It's a significant part of our year where each one of us who counts Valley home, or is making Valley home, or is just arrived and is wondering, is this going to be a home? We sit down and say, God, what would you want us to give? Mm-hmm. God has richly blessed each one of us, incredibly blessed each one of us with so much resource. And sure, we give week by week, month by month, but this is our time to invest in bigger projects to take the church forward. And we want to thank everybody.
Yeah.
They've been so generous over the years. And I know some will be planning to be incredibly generous tonight, this morning, when they hear this video. And we want to say thank you from all of us to all of us that we've been able to do what we've done. But we also want to encourage people to listen to God. And is God calling you to give some more, perhaps? I know we often sit down, don't we, at the end of hearing ourselves, as it is. And we ask the same question, God, is what we've thought about what you'd like us to give? And it's amazing what God says, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, often we sit down and we go, you know, we talked about what we were going to give, and actually we really feel that we need to, well, a few years we've doubled it on the day and gone, you know what, we thought we could do this, but actually God's calling us to go beyond that. And and I just want us all to be open to what God is saying. And you know, it says in the Bible God loves a cheerful giver, doesn't it? And you know, God loves people to come into his house with a passion to give. It's not about giving feeling like you have to give, but it's about, you know, I'm excited by what is happening. I'm excited that other people are going to find Jesus, you know, because of what is happening here at Valley. And I just want to always be open to that and encourage everyone to be open to God and say, you know, God, what do you want me to give? What do you want me to bring? You know, what can I give as a person this year? Not just financially, but how can I serve your kingdom? How can I love the people around? How can I bring more people into your house? How can I, as a member of Valley Church, just give 100% of all I am this year?
Yeah, I think it's important because God's interested in our money, sure, but he's interested in all of us and all of our time. And we're on mission every day of our lives, really in response to what God's done for us, not because we can earn his favour, but because he has favoured us.
Yeah.
We give of ourselves in every single area of our life. And for me, each individual person who encounters God, who begins to follow God, and there's people over the years that we've seen some all sorts of backgrounds, you know, people who, from a worldly point of view, live an amazing life and are very sorted and settled, and other people who aren't, whose life, from a worldly point of view, looks very, very problematical. But it doesn't seem to matter when they encounter God, his love and his hope and his peace. It is literally like they've lived in a black and white world, but suddenly the glorious different colours of life suddenly switch on, and to begin to live in the coloured universe that God has created for them, because they begin to see everything through Him and through the potential that God has given them, through resource that God makes available to them, because they're now becoming part of His family as they begin to follow Him. And they don't just transform kind of action-wise, but physically and emotionally and spiritually, they get this healing and restoration. And it's just, and I think every time, if not just my finances, but my time, and we sacrifice for what God's called us to do, it's like, wow, each individual, and we've seen dozens and dozens of them every year, discover who God is. And for me, that's why we give. We give so that God's love and God's peace and hope can enter hearts and lives.